Okay, hearing nothing at that point, we'll go back up to the 73 round, and we'll do another station break here in a moment. We're up to KE8PCQ, Dave, followed by NADRL. Good evening again, Dave.
KC8YVF and the group. Yeah, little tip for me here. We keep track of our canning. We do quite a bit of it, Janie and I do. And it's interesting that with the weather we've had this year, we canned, started canning today with tomatoes. Last year, we canned on the 13th of August. So 2 days difference with all this weather differential. Pretty impressive. So I hope everybody has a great week. Stay safe. Enjoy the weather. And KE8PCQ 73. And back to KC8YVF.
All right, Dave. Yeah, for me, I have lots of green tomatoes on the plant, but I really don't have any. I've had a few off the plants here and there, but I've got several plants that are basically just coming pretty good. Matter of fact, I have just my first zucchini off the plant, so I'm not sure, at least with me, I'm like maybe 2 or 3 weeks behind where I should be. I know I got it, usually I plant it Memorial Day weekend, and I was a week behind that, but it just seems I'm behind at least in that. So I do got to go out and water tonight. I know I got green beans I got to get off the plant, and like I said, I got one zucchini is it. The other plant, I only plant typically two because we get so many. And one's not doing real well, hadn't produced anything yet, and the other one's only got one. So we'll get there at some point, I guess. All right, next up on the list, NADRL and standby KF8BLX. Good evening again, Dave.
Gardens, yeah, our raised garden is doing quite well. Our first round of cucumbers are kind of starting to ease off. The second round that we put in are really doing quite well. And number three round is just starting to blossom out. So I think we're good for cucumbers. Getting some really nice looking peppers from the pepper plants. Our yellow beans are still getting a few on occasion. And we didn't have too many tomato plants this year. We did have two of the small tomatoes, the cherry tomato plants, and they're coming along quite well. Has some really tasty fruit off them, and then we have two big boys, and they're just starting to crank out some. So we're happy with that. What else was I going to mention? I did want to mention, and I'm not sure how much I can talk about this on the air, but I'm going to have three older iPads for sale here in the next couple of weeks. We're replacing iPads in the family. So we've got some pretty decent iPads coming up for sale, all in the OS 15 range. Just let me know if you're interested. They'll be cheap. So back to you, Ron. KC8YVF and ADRL.
All right, Dave, yeah, that's something. If you have that, we can put it out in an email to the club as well and let you know once you're ready for that. Let Mike know, and he can send that out that you got those available if somebody's looking for something like that. So, all right, we'll do one more station, and we'll do our standby again at KF8BLX. Rich, you're up next. Go ahead.
All right, KF8BLX. Thanks, Ron. Let's see, what was I thinking about? 3D printing. You said you were doing a lot. Somebody said they were doing a lot of 3D printing. I've been thinking about that myself. Just kind of curious, though. The reason I was thinking about it is because I'm into RC vehicles and planes and was wondering about printing some stuff off myself, but my question, I guess, would be, is how strong, what is the strength rating, and can you get different media for it at a higher strength rating, or anything like that? I don't know. I'm spitballing here, but yeah, I'm kind of curious about that. far as anything else goes, I think thanks everybody for the information about the Mesh-tastic. I'll look into that and see what I come up with. And other than that, everybody have a great week. I'll say 73s and send it back to you, Ron, KF8BLX.
All right, Rich, yeah, for the Mesh-tastic, the basic kit, I got mine off from Amazon, and there's other places out there, but the main kind of board that I started with, the simplest one, is called a Heltec, H-E-L-T-E-C, V3, so like as in version 3. So it's a little circuit board you get with a screen on it, comes with an antenna and a cable to attach it to the circuit board. You can get, batteries when you do some research, variety of different batteries. And the first set that I didn't have the printer, so I purchased some cases from a guy that 3D prints cases online. And very nice cases. I was really impressed with the quality of the cases that they got. So the board, a single board, and you can get, two of them. Single board was like $28. The batteries I got was like $15, and you got four batteries in the box, and the case was about $20, so a total of about $50 to build one of the Mesh-tastic radios. So for me, I ordered the two-pack, so I ended up two cases, two of them, of everything, and build a couple of them so I could see how they could talk back and forth to each other. So about $50 gets you into one of the devices to work with, so kind of, not real expensive, not $20 say per range, but it's still fairly inexpensive compared to some what we do in the hobby of ham radio. So 3D printing, let me break. Rick, KC8VOA, has been printing much more than I have. Like I said, I've only had the printer about a month now. But there's a variety of different filaments that you can get. So when you're looking for a printer, make sure that if you get into that, that you get a printer that can print the variety, a good variety of the different filaments. Some of those are for high strength. Some are for high heat. Some are for high strength and high heat. So basic, what is called PLA, is what I'm printing with right now. It's pretty strong. It's anything that I'm doing for parts and things around the house, but it wouldn't be something that you would want to, put a lot of stress on. Like printing, something for in your automobile type of thing. There are ABS, there are carbon fiber type of filaments that have those type of properties in it. So again, high strength in it. There's stuff for high heat into that. There's also flexible type of things. So in a remote control car, you may want to have some plastic, but you also may want to have it somewhat flexible. So if it hits something, it doesn't break or snap, so you can do a little research on the type of filaments. I know that's another thing for my grandson. He has a remote control car, and of course he's crashed it multiple times, and the body was pretty much destroyed. So once we get to a point, I'll have to see if there is a model out there or something that I can print, and I'll have to see what type of filament it needs to print that body and order something in. But to be able to print a new body for his remote control car. So we'll go from there and see what they got. This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Rag Chew Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.